Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
I'm Susie Yon, and this is Reset. Organizations fighting poverty have stepped up during the pandemic to create mutual aid programs. These programs help people in a variety of ways in every corner of Chicago. One of these organizations is My Block, My Hood, My City. From a small business relief fund this summer to shoveling snow for Southside seniors, they've created dozens of small but important projects over the years. Now they're finding even more ways to help the community. Jamal Cole is the founder and CEO of My Block, My Hood, My City. Jamal, welcome back to Reset.
Hey, thanks for having me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Well, let's talk about what My Block, My Hood, My City is doing in terms of mutual aid. How are you getting help to Chicagoans this holiday season?
Well, that's our philosophy, is just taking care of people no matter what. We don't have like a smorgasbord of programs to offer. We create initiatives based upon what's happening in society. And so when you look at, you know, Chicago, I feel like there's always something to do, right? Things are subject to change without notice all the time. So we just keep our ear to the streets and figure out how to help. If there's a snowstorm, we shovel snow. If there's a heat wave, we deliver fans. If there's a lot of looting in our neighborhoods, we raise money for small businesses. I mean, we really just try to take care of people no matter what.
And how's the mutual aid efforts working out during this pandemic?
It's working out. You know, we've had to pivot like Jordan in the finals is always pivoting every day. But I feel like, man, right now, you know, a lot of people want to get involved and they don't know how. As long as we offer them like some on ramp to community engagement, people are helping. We're connecting seniors to primary healthcare physicians. You know, we are doing contact tracing with them. Again, like 8,000 seniors have reached out to us from 12 different states. So, you know, we're really busy shipping food and shipping PPE to all over the country, really.
Well, in Chicago's communities, what do you think people need the most right now?
Hope, H-O-P-E. We need some hope, man. You know, it's a deficit of hope in Chicago. And that's one of the reasons why right now we're spending a lot of time hanging holiday lights on King Drive. Mm-hmm. You drive down King Drive on the south side, you don't see any holiday lights like downtown. You just see helicopter lights and police car lights and blue lights flashing. All the billboards, you know, they say cheap divorces and pain and $6,000 tax advances. I mean, that's how you, so it's hard to have hope and, you know, you can't be inspired in an environment like that. So we actually hang holiday lights on 500 homes for free every year. And we do city polls. And when the kids pass by, they're inspired to dream bigger than their block because, you know, it's a good thing. It's positive, you know.
What are people most in need of? Is it the direct cash? Is it food assistance?
Right now, if you want to volunteer for like to help pass out food to the homeless, there's a lot of great nonprofits that are doing that. We work with the Greater Chicago Food Depository. They specialize in stuff like that. We bring volunteers to blocks to help out. So a lot of block clubs right now, they need help with technology. Like, how do you stay connected, you know, nowadays in COVID? So we help block club captains we buy them laptops. We create Facebook groups for them so they can stay more connected on their block. You know, we believe the more connected you are, the safer you are, obviously, the healthier you are, the happier you are. So that's what we help out with. We always help clean up alleys, shovel snow for seniors. If you want to volunteer on the block level, you can, you know, My Block, My Hood, My City. We go to our website, formyblock.org, and we'd love to have you.
And, you know, we're seeing a number of groups around the city kind of taking a page from your organization. There's a rise in mutual aid groups during the pandemic. What do you make of that? Are you surprised to see that?
You know, I love it. I feel like, you know, we need 1,000 My Block, My Hood, My City. You know, the city of Chicago is my favorite place in the world. We have a lot of challenges, but we also have, you know, the best architecture, food, and music in the world. And democracy starts from the block level. It's not going to start from City Hall. It's not going to start from Springfield. It starts from your block. So what's something simple you can do on your block to make a difference? If you do that on your block, you create a ripple of hope. I do it on my block. I create a ripple of hope. The more people do it, that's a wave of change of positivity in the city. So I'm all about it, man. And I'm all about people starting, you know, social impact orgs.
Well, so your organization has set aside $25,000 in grants that you are going to give to people who want to work on projects to help their communities. Explain what you're doing with that.
That's our Hit the Hood Fund. So last year, Independence Day, Memorial Day, and Labor Day, we gave out, you know, micro grants to activists and organizers that were amplifying anything positive on their block. If you were doing a PPE giveaway, if you were doing a peace band, if you were doing a march, if you were giving away food, whatever you were doing to combat violence that weekend or those weekends, those holiday weekends, we gave out, you know, $60,000-$70,000 every major holiday. This is just an extension of that. We want to amplify positive things being done. I mean, hey, I know what it's like to want to do something positive in your block, but you know, you don't have no money. But so a $500 grant can go a long way to start having a block club party. You know what I mean? Getting one of those bounce houses. It'll go a long way to getting school supplies for teenagers in your block. So anybody can apply for that. We're partnering with Block Club Chicago, and we're going to pass out $25,000, and not a lot of red tape in these grants either. Mm-hmm. So it's for people that are amplifying positive work.
What kinds of projects would you like to see as a result of these grants?
I would love to see murals. You know, I love people doing murals as long as they can get the approval from the city. I love to see when people do food giveaways, like go to a hidden gem restaurant or a black-run business and pass out food to people that need it in the streets. I would love to see, you know, I would love to see people making mask. I mean, a lot of people, we need masks, we need gloves. I would like to see people just do that, those giveaways on the block. As long as they're being socially distant, man, I'm really open. But I would love to see people creating positive messages in communities. A lot of the block club signs say no, 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 no littering, no loitering, no looting. I would like to see more block club signs that say yes to positivity, yes to safety, yes to settling differences amongst each other. I mean, I just want to see people doing something positive. I love to see positive stuff and being around it.
Yeah. Now, something that your organization has kicked off is, you mentioned the holiday lights on MLK Drive. It's grown. The effort has grown. You went from decorating 250 homes to 500 homes over a length of 12 miles. How many volunteers did you need to accomplish that?
There's probably over 1,000 volunteers. And, you know, we've had donations come in from all over the country. Like, we have a Amazon wish list on our website, so people can not only volunteer, but they can donate lights, donate ribbon, donate bows, donate garland. So we've literally had thousands of volunteers show up the other day. We decorated 175 homes just in the matter of a couple hours. People drove up, they got an address, they got a box full of ornaments and lights, and they got to meet a neighbor on the south side and do something positive. So that just happened this Saturday. And we're doing it again. If we're doing it again next Saturday at 2 p.m. in Washington Park.
So folks can sign on to volunteer if they didn't get it this past weekend. Now, as we head through an unprecedented holiday season in the middle of a pandemic, what else is your organization focusing on doing over the next few weeks? What does your organization need?
We exist to take care of people in the city. So we're keeping our ear to the streets. I came up homeless, so, you know, I never got to celebrate any Christmas or celebrate any Thanksgiving. So we're definitely going to try to do some hoodie drives and some toy drives and some coat drives for the youth in different communities. So if anybody wants to donate coats or donate, you know, suits or something like that, we would love that, because that's our focus in December.
Now I want to shift here. My block, my hood, my city's motto is, what's something simple that I can do that'll have a positive impact on my block? You've been saying that motto for years, but now it's come to fruition as the title of your new book that came out last month. Break down for us what the book is about.
I always say that after my speeches, is what's something simple you can do? Like, everybody knows who's on Trump's cabinet. We don't know who our next door neighbor is. And I want people, you know, everybody wants to get involved. They don't know how. So you don't have to have a master's degree to make a difference. Right? You don't have to have a law degree to listen. You just have to ask yourself those 15 words. What's something simple that I can do that'll have a positive impact on my block? If you can grab a shovel and go shovel for a senior. If you work in IT, can you build a website for a nonprofit? If you're a lawyer, can you do an expungement clinic in the hood? Can you grab a broom and a dustpan and sweep up the trash in front of a business? If you're a skateboarder, can you take a garbage bag to the skate park and pick up the beer bottles? Or what's something simple you can do? And I'm telling you, when you start doing simple things like that, that's how you develop the muscle it takes to take on bigger challenges. Like, you're not going to get changed like Amazon Prime fast. It's levels to it. And so the universe rewards you if you start doing something. So what's something simple you can do? And that's what I wrote about in the book. All these people all around the country emailed me and showed me simple things they were doing. Like, hey, I painted a mural on my next door neighbor's garages in the alleys, and that brought us together as a community. Hey, I put sunflowers in the hood, and that made it look better. I mean, and I just made a book of all these positive stories and then told my story in it as well.
It's not just the book. A new documentary about you called A Tiny Ripple of Hope is going to premiere at the Slamdance Film Festival in 2021. What can you tell us about that documentary?
Woo, they followed me around for 5 years, man. So you guys are going to get to see it all. You know, starting a social impact organization is tough. You know, the road's so narrow, you can't turn around. You know, my home got foreclosed. I was standing downtown selling books in front of Foot Locker, self-published books that I was just using for food. You're going to see me be shot at, you know, there was a lot of drama. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. This is what I signed up for. I knew what I was getting into, and I ain't turning back. But that's what you're going to see, how I built a social impact organization. And you're going to see the struggle.
That's My Block, My Hood, My City CEO, Jamal Cole. Jamal, it was great talking with you.
Good talking with you, too. You be safe out here and have a good day.
We got a call on the hotline this weekend, and we thought it fit perfectly with this theme of people helping people in Chicago. Let's take a listen to Crystal in Rogers Park.
I was laid off by my employer of 15 years, and a senior citizen lady and colleague of mine was asking how I'm doing, and I told her I'm terrible. Like, it's really hard, and the financial instability is really hard. And she texted me later and said that she wanted to give me money. And I explained to her over the phone that I'm not in an emergency right now, just very uncomfortable. And she said that she has allocated from her stock portfolio money to give away because she is so angry that the stock market is booming right now and there's so much suffering. And so, like, she's taken a certain date and said, okay, from this point on, this money no longer belongs to me. And she has instead been giving it away to all sorts of Rogers Park nonprofits, and she wanted to give some to me. And it was just really heartwarming that someone who is sitting very comfortable in COVID, that is making her uncomfortable and is challenging her to take a look at her finances in a really meaningful, concrete, and helpful way.
That was Crystal from Rogers Park. Thank you for sharing that with us, Crystal. And that's today's Reset. For tons more conversations like this one, go to our archives at wbez.org/reset. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast. And remember, Sasha Ann Simons takes over as the new permanent host of Reset 1 week from today. She's excited to dive into the job, and we're excited to showcase her knowledge and energy for you every day here on Reset. In the meantime, I'm Susie Ann. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow. Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.